the secret soapbox society. We're going to talk about stuff.
Yeah, lots of great stuff.
We're gonna talk at you. Everyone can join. It's a podcast about everything, but nothing at all. No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Well, hello, and welcome to the third wonderful episode of Secret Soapbox Society. I am so happy to be here, and I am here with my wonderful, beautiful, illustrious, magnificent, super fantastic guest, friend, co-host, cohort, Kelly. Kelly. How are you today, Miss Kelly?
Why, hello there, Dana.
Oh my goodness. Your voice.
As a matter of fact, I am doing really well.
I'm happy to be
here with you. I'm very excited to sit down with you. It's nice.
Thank you.
It's pleasant.
It is pleasant. Do you think it's pleasant in here? Is it comfortable in here? Would you say, are you comfortable?
I would say, yeah. Is the air still flowing?
It does not seem to be flowing.
Because it was flowing.
It was. I'm going to have to pause this in a moment and we will get to the air.
Maybe I can have a signal that I give to you when I have to break to run to the bathroom.
Absolutely.
Or if I need air. You know, just all those human needs that I have that need to be met at different times.
Completely understandable. It's only going to get hotter.
I'll just kind of do this like, hit it.
Yeah. With all the hot air that comes out of me, it's only going to get warmer. So this is Secret Soapbox Society. So shh, tell everyone.
Secrets.
Soapbox.
Society.
Sociedad, for those that speak Espanol. Because it's a lot of people are probably listening who are into soccer. I don't really know. That's universal. Why do I think of that as being a Spanish thing? It's not, though, is it?
We're going to broadcast to everyone.
We're going to broadcast
together. Bigger than that.
I would never be exclusionary in any way.
Oh, everyone. So, every language. Mm-hmm. We're going to have this translated to every language because, let me tell you, all 12 listeners, it's going to be one from every country.
Es la verdad.
Starting off.
Vaya con Dios.
Of course.
Buena suerte con todos. That was also Spanish. Vaya con, okay, so what I was thinking about, what I'd like to talk about, if this is okay with you, Kelly, I just spring these things on her.
Yes.
I would like to talk about, Kelly and I are both animal lovers. If you're not an animal lover, I don't really know what to say.
You can jump off a cliff.
You can jump off a cliff into a pile of fiery horse dung and F yourself. Okay? So you stinky, poopy animal hater, this is not for you. This podcast is not for you.
Get out of town.
We are all about acceptance and loving of our furry little friends. And I wanted to talk about people, all people, but since Kelly is much younger than myself, and I'm not going to ever tell you her age, but let's say people that are in their 40s to 60s. Kelly's on the much, the young end of that scale. I am 55. So our animals are our children. And I think everybody can relate to that. You know, I've had people actually tell me they're embarrassed. Like, I refer to my cat as my kid and so on and so forth. I'm like, no, they're actually better, I think, than children. And Kelly, I just want your opinion on that as someone, if I may, who I know, because I've known Kelly for many years.
Yes.
At one point, you know, and has wanted to be a mom prior to having animals. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that, please?
I mean, a couple of thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock anyone that has children. Obviously, that's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's awesome. But having said that, yes, of course, you being an animal lover, you can absolutely refer to them as your kids. They are.
Mm-hmm.
They're your innocent, sweet little babies.
And
they look to you for everything. They need everything done for them. And they are the best, but they give you so much in return. And I don't know, I just can't talk enough good. I light up as soon as, like, the only thing that makes me light up is that, like, the biggest thing in my life that makes me light up instantly is just talking about my dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whatever pet I have that's in my life.
Would you like to tell everybody the name of your sweet muffin baby dog?
My girl is named Penny Lane.
Love her so much.
After the Beatles, of course, our favorite band.
The greatest band of all time. I don't really feel that you could even use the word arguably. I don't think there'd be any other bands without the Beatles.
I get heated when I have to.
I don't want to defend it. There's nothing to defend.
Yeah.
I don't really.
Just recently, I was discussing that with somebody because they said the Beatles didn't do it for them.
Mm.
And I said, okay, but then we got into more of a discussion about it and they just felt like they didn't rock out as hard as some other bands for them, and it wasn't their personal taste.
Okay.
And I said, okay, but still, like, you can't say that they do, like, they definitely do rock out. I mean, you know, it's a different thing than like Led Zeppelin, let's say. But they, you know, because they usually write like pop love songs.
Sure.
But they have some bangers. They have major bangers.
Absolutely.
I brought up one of my questions of the, if you were to pick a song that was like your, let's say you're a baseball player.
Yeah.
And you're either going to, first you have to decide if you're going to be the pitcher or you're going to be a hitter. And then you have to decide what song you would be playing as you either walk up to the mound, because everyone has a walk-up song.
Yes.
Walk-up song when they're walking up to the plate to hit.
Like a theme introduction.
Yeah,
kind of
and
a
it's
thing.
Only obviously like a snippet. You're talking only like, I don't know, I haven't timed it, but we'll say like 7 seconds, 10 seconds, something like that. So you got to just pick a snippet. Usually it's the beginning of a song, usually.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be like 10 seconds of a chorus or whatever. But for me, I had decided that Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey would be mine.
Nice.
And I decided that I would not be the pitcher, I would be the hitter. So I'd be walking up to the plate, not the mound, and that would be the song I would choose. And so when I was having this discussion with this person about like the Beatles rocking out or not rocking out, I was like, that's it, we're playing the song right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that song, it rocks hard.
Here's two that I can think of that I would like. I'm just a little little snippets. Let's Do It in the Road. Thank you, Paul.
Dirty, okay.
Right? Let's Do It in the Road. And also, Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Yeah. Personist. Great song.
I mean, like so many musicians, they evolved and changed, which is one of the many, I think, I can't think of words today, but which is many, the hallmarks, if you will, of a great band. Well, not necessarily, but is one that evolves, you know, and that doesn't stagnate. Even if they're great, it's nice when, if sometimes they're not so great, and then they go back to their roots, or they become something more like Radiohead, you know, from the Bends to now, it's like, oh my God, you know, I mean, they're arguably sort of like the Beatles of the last 25 years, if you will, or something. I
absolutely love them, but yeah, totally a different thing.
Yes, completely different.
But yes, there are artists that go through phases, they grow, they change, they try different things. And that's like evident of clearly, you know, what an artist really is. And I think David Byrne is in that category. I think David Bowie, somebody who just constantly is churning out work, a body.
Prince?
Yes, absolutely. Huge body of work. And they're just constantly reinventing themselves.
Debbie Gibson?
I mean, she should have been mentioned maybe before Paul McCartney, the Beatles.
I'm laughing because that's not funny, and it's true. She's amazing. So what I wanted to say, if I may.
I'm not laughing.
I know you're not laughing. I'm sorry.
I know it's not a joke.
Sometimes the jokes don't land. No, you know I'm being serious. You know that I've always, you know, only in my dreams, Debbie Gibson, as real as it may seem. So Debbie is wonderful, and I'm never going to mention her, hopefully, again. May she rest in peace. No, she's actually still alive. Okay, so just dead to me. Sorry, Debbie. And if
Debbie,
my friend Deb hears this, love you.
We love you, and thanks for joining us,
Debbie
today.
Does it for
glad
Dana.
Glad that you're sitting in the
love
living
you.
Room with
love
us.
You.
That's why we continue so hard.
Love you. Anybody listening to this who's like younger than like 40 is like, I have no idea who that person is.
Yep. We decided who our...
Friends with Tiffany, guys, you know,
our in target the mall. Audience
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Our target audience now is like the Geritol of...
I don't need to say how old I am.
Exactly.
We just
I know. Now, you know, when you're my age, and everybody, as I've told you how old I am, it's like you're old, but you're not too old to be old enough to be really old, but you're certainly much older than you would be if you were just kind of old and young, and you're not middle-aged because you're not going to live to be 110. And it's, oh, my wheezing, wheezing as I say that.
He's
and you
on
need
life
oxygen.
Support right
you need
now,
oxygen.
Actually.
I am schwitzing like a mother effer, man. So, okay.
People that are 55 are on life support.
People that are 55
you can
are on
hear
life
it. They wheeze.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not there yet, but I'll be there soon.
We will be there soon. I will be there right with you, right there with you with
an
oxygen tent. I hope we get to share an oxygen tent. That would be lovely.
Hospital wing together.
Oh my God, that would be wonderful. That's where people go to die, though. Hospitals. It really does scare me, actually. Hospitals. Okay, but now I don't want to get too serious about hospitals, because don't go in the hospital unless you have to. Do you know how many people go into hospitals for one thing and end up leaving because they got sepsis or another disease? Like, that's a big percentage of people. It's really terrifying.
But we also love you all healthcare professionals.
Well, absolutely.
By the way. Like, we're not taking anything away from what you do, because
the sad part is as much as we can extend life now, you know, because that's why people live to be 100. And 100 years ago, if you were 55, you'd either be dead or you'd be the oldest person in the tribe. We can't really extend overall. I mean, there are exceptions. I'm making a huge, mostly incorrect blanket statement, so don't even know why I'm saying it. But you can't really extend, like, the quality of their life. Like, God forbid you have cancer and you're on chemo. Your fucking life sucks. Like, it still sucks. You know what I mean? As much as we can do, all we can do is guess and say, have this drug, and we're going to radiate with this isotope that area, but we're going to kill the healthy cells in the back. Like, we can't really have, there's not a lot of good targeted, healthcare that really,
I'm gonna take myself out somehow. Yeah. Like, I feel like if things are terminal, or you know, my quality of life is horrible, then I definitely want to be able to be allowed to take something. And if it's not legal, then I guess I'm gonna have to take up a really bad drug habit, like heroin or something. And that makes me think of our good buddy. I don't even know if I should mention names. I will.
Please.
Claire.
Fantastic.
Claire made a joke, but it was kind of a good point. She said, maybe when I'm 85, I'll take up heroin. And I said, you know what? That sounds like a good age to do that.
I think that's an excellent idea. You know, it's funny. She's very wise. And if you're hearing this, I think that's an excellent. Love you, Claire, very much. You are a joy and a beautiful woman, person, human being. Wanted to not make a gender specific, more fluidity about her, just general awesomeness. So
she's just like she's so fluid. She's just like a delicious sheet blowing in the wind.
Just a beautiful, smart teddy bear of a human being, just a wonderful person, you know, warm, fuzzy. She's not fuzzy. I mean, I don't know her that well. Anyway, my point is, Claire, she's not fuzzy.
Now I'm thinking of the furry
people.
Probably
has hair all over her body, like everyone. You just can't see them.
She's not a big hairball.
No, but I'm saying if you looked up close on her microscope, there'd be hair all over her skin everywhere, like everyone.
Yeah, so now we've gotten really weird on her forefront.
She's like, why the hell are they talking about my hair?
So weird.
She does have very nice hair. It's always been very lustrous.
Her hair, but lovely.
Her body is devoid of all follicles. All hairs. She's follicle free. Claire Bear.
Oh my God. So, cut that part out.
So Clara also, just think, if you listen, feel listening to this, another Claire has lovely hair. Always had gorgeous hair. Beautiful person.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I wanted to get to was, well, I've just been thinking a lot about, as I mentioned before, see, this is ADHD at play at work, and so everybody
what's
knows that.
What's my excuse?
Playing, well, you're getting sucked into the vortex of the downward spiraling torpor that is the, you know, delusion of focus and fucking whatever that is. This is that I want to talk about animals. I want to talk about animals and like why we love our animals.
All day.
I mean, I know it seems like it's something you could talk about in like 2 seconds, and that's like, what do you need to say? They're animals. Like, those who get it. Those who don't understand, pay them no mind. I don't care. Drop dead. That's fine. But like, I think there's more to it. Like, I don't want to talk about like why we love them, because that's obvious. But I want to talk about things. For example, like, for your mental health, give you an example. I want to talk about more sort of fringe benefits, if you will. Fringe, literally and figuratively, like on the fringe. Okay. For example, every morning when I get up, I wake up and I go, why the hell am I alive? And what the hell am I going to do today? And I feel a sense of sort of hopelessness and kind of existential dread. And I hate it. And I have to realize, okay, well, your thoughts are very fleeting. Excuse me. You don't have to listen to your thoughts. You know, your brain is telling you something, and that doesn't mean that that's what's really happening, you know? And you don't have to say, you know, you don't have to listen to your brain and to your thoughts. But what do I need? I need some meaning, some purpose. What does Charlie, my cat, give me? He gives me structure, because the moment I get up every morning, I have to feed him. I greet him. I clean his litter box. I do things for him before I even think about doing anything for myself.
Absolutely.
And that kind of helps to both wake me up and kind of put me on just a slightly higher level of just in a better place, you know?
Gives you purpose.
It gives me some meaning. I need more of that in my life, quite frankly, anyway, and I'm hoping this podcast helps with that as well, because I know a lot of us. What do you think, Kelly?
Fringe benefit of having Penny is that sometimes I dress her up in a jacket that has fringe. And
really?
the like, you know, all the little fringe just kind of dangles in the air, and I kind of enjoy it.
Now, I think it's got...
But actually, to be honest, I don't do that, and I am not a fan of fringe myself, but anything looks good on her, so...
Yeah, and what were you saying earlier about how when you, she loves you so hard, and she kind of maybe takes advantage of your mouth area.
Oh, my God. I call her a mouth rapist.
I know. I didn't want to say those words.
Well, I'm going to say it because that's what it is. She attacks me with her love.
With love.
And she takes advantage of me if I've come home and had a few drinks and I'm all giggly. She throws me down on the ground.
She knows you're drunk. I'm going to fuck her mouth.
She stands on my tendrils, on my hair, pins me down, tries to eat my jewelry, knocks me down, and then starts to kiss, like put her tongue in my mouth. And this is going to actually deter people from getting a dog.
I think she's lucky.
This is going to deter people from having a dog because they're going to be like, I don't want that in my life. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it is just pure joy. And even though I'm like, no, stop. And I do mean stop. No does mean no.
Stop. Yes, it
but
does.
But I am just laughing so hard because it's just like we're just having a time. We are having a time. And it is understood. We are playing. She's playing. It's funny. She knows that she's getting a rise out of me. I'm like, oh, you stop it, girl. You stop. And I'm like pushing her off me. But she is super strong, as you know.
Yes. She's incredibly strong. This is a beautiful build. How much does she weigh?
She's 64 pounds.
Of solid muscle.
But it's solid muscle. And she just has a way of all of she will like dive on you and like put all her weight on your legs in a way that you'll be like, ah. But she is a strong.
She's strong. And let's, because you guys, obviously, I think I'm having a small, for lack of a better word, not an epiphany, but just a realization that's not as big as an epiphany, perhaps, that we need to explain things to you with a little more detail because, you know, we can see them. We know what they look like, but you can only hear us. So to paint a picture, this is a lab shepherd.
I'm sort of asking. Okay, so she is
Rottweiler?
She looks like a... a lot of people think she's Rottweiler, but she is not. She's been DNA tested. She is half golden doodle, half pit.
What the fuck?
I know.
Wow.
It's crazy.
She's much better looking than that. No disrespect to those dogs, but
she's
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
She's so sweet looking.
She's
delicious.
Black and tan markings, and she's got the tan eyebrows.
Like a Rottie.
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere between like a Doberman and a Rottweiler as far as the coloring goes.
But the shape of her face, however.
Yeah. I mean, she's just
streamlined.
She's just gorgeous. She's unique.
Yeah.
Kelly
had a birthday party recently, and there were so many people there, and everybody's, you know, living it up and drinking and being crazy. And this dog is just working the crowd, hanging out, not trying to leave because she's in her element too and with her mama, but just like being so mild-mannered and nicely, just wanting everybody to engage, but not
social.
Barking, not biting, not being a dick. She's just a pleasure.
She is a social girl.
She's a social girl.
And it's that whole thing that comes down to that a pet will absorb the personality of their owner.
Yes.
And she's got that perfect blend of being like, hey, I like to be home and I like to chill, but hey, I like to also be social and like mix it up and have some fun. Mm-hmm. And that is me. It's like that balance of walking that, you know, line of like, yeah, I want to have fun, be with people. Also, hey, I want to just like chill and do my thing and hang out. And
honestly, Kelly, if she were a woman, a friend of yours, I would say, how do we get rid of her husband or her boyfriend? Like, or please put in a good word for me because... If the human version of your baby dog is my dream weaver, is my lover, is my
Besheret
for those who speak
I'm
going
to try to
English.
Mentally lock in on that so that walking around
like in your
out
life,
there in the world.
If you do want to help at all, because it's hard
I
for me.
Next
you know?
Time meet a person
excuse
out there,
me, burped, sorry.
Don't say excuse me, just say burp.
Burp.
Thank burped. You.
Kelly appreciates it when you call it out.
Once again. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, I keep saying I apologize.
Don't, you do don't not apologize.
I apologize for apologizing. I
apologize for nothing.
I admit this.
Take ownership.
Suck it right back. I'm taking it.
Lean into it.
I burped and I fucking enjoyed it.
Oh, that's it.
Thank
that's
you.
The stuff.
Are we good with swearing? I'm okay.
I mean, we're doing it.
I've been vacillating, oscillating wildly.
Oh, no, we've already done it. We've already gone there. We're talking about...
Look behind you. He's been staring.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of adorable babies, do you want to tell everyone about your baby?
Look at this little... So my cat right now, look at those...
Holy cow.
Look at those little shanks. Charlie Puss. Charlie Puss. So my Charlie boy.
Oh my God! It's like a chubby little baby leg. Like oh my God!
Yes, I know it's little.
Adorable.
Okay. So I have a new cat who is a Siberian, and he's a young dude. He's becoming
sprouting.
And his name is Charlie, and he is very cute, and he's very sweet, and he is he's eating actually a fish right now, which I refer to as a minion, better than saying minnow, just because it's cuter. We were also saying that when you say food, you eat your food, you say foods, you want your foods because it just feels cuter, and they don't carry the way. Oh, and he's barfing right now. Oh no, he was eating a fish.
I
think another cat just came out of his mouth. What did he just do? Okay, I think he's okay.
Oh
anyway,
God, amazing.
But anyway, I have a cat, and I had a dog for many, many years who was a Lab Shepherd mix, who was about 55 pounds. May he rest in peace. I'm at peace with that. He passed in 2015. His name was Miles. The many miles I had traveled to meet him after losing my dad suddenly, after reading a book I was reading at the time about a biography for some reason I was reading then, I don't know because I don't even read a lot now, about Miles Davis actually and all his heroin usage and abuse, and because, you know, he was and is a genius. And anyway, let me ask you guys, I just want to put a plug in for High Noon. Excellent beverages.
Oh my God.
So good.
The Nooners.
The Nooners are delicious. Low alcohol, real fruit. Quality vodka, seltzers, get yours at your local Packy store.
Package store. Please pick some up now.
That's a colloquialism. Earlier I was trying to find the word for like a Bostonism,
a regional,
you know, like wicked, piss, like the Boston things. And I could not and still cannot, obviously, think of the word that is like regionally specific that makes you think of that place, you know what I mean, or that.
Yeah,
there's certain.
We'll get there.
Because it's a language thing, but we're not talking about English. We're talking about slang. I guess we're talking about slang, right?
Regional slang.
Because there's other places where they also speak English, like much of the world or the United States specifically, but they wouldn't use that terminology. They'd say it in different. I'm not talking about accents. I'm talking about literally creating a whole new word for something that only is in Boston or from Boston.
I cleaned your dungarees for you.
Right.
Dear.
Exactly.
I freshened up your dungarees for you, dear.
Exactly. And
not that was ever spoken to me as a child.
No. And because your dungarees were so dirty, because why? You spilled your frap all over it. That's East Coast. What's that? What's a frap? How's that different from a milkshake? It's like a strong Boston strong. I hate when people say Boston strong. I'm sorry. Does that bother you? No disrespect to Boston or to being strong.
I don't know. It doesn't irritate me, but I can see how it could. And we were distracted for a moment did you even share the name of your
my cat? Charlito. ¿Cómo estás? So his name is Charlie, and I call him Charles River. I call him Sir Charles because he was knighted by the cat queen. Look at his old face, so cute, no poo poo face.
Did the cat queen? Did she make a house call, or how did that come about?
No, it was a Skype, which only ages me because nobody even uses Skype anymore. I think what do they use? Zoom. It was a Zoom, but maybe a Skype. Skype's not that old. It's not. Oh, Skype! You must be from the 1700s. No, it's obviously Skype's like 3 years ago.
Everyone in the 1700s was using Skype, so it's pretty old.
I'm old enough, and you will not remember this, Kelly, because you're a young lady. But I am old enough to remember when the internet began. Well, not like it's beginning this moment, but when I was a freshman in college in 1991, the internet, did it exist or was just kind of starting? And
Do you really remember that though?
There was like DOS and
Were you using it?
My father was very much on the, I don't know how else to say this to be less dorky, but he was on the cutting edge, it was more dorky, the cutting edge of technology. My father was very, it was very important to my papa to have the latest and the greatest and to, you know, he just loved technology. So he spent money on few things, but he did not skimp on technology. And when I was, I'm probably wrong, but I would say sophomore in college, and I'm probably off by a bit, but this is what the story I've told many times, so I'm thinking it's true, but how could I know? Because I've been lying to myself about so many things for so long. I don't know what's the truth anymore, you know? But I think he spent $2,500 or $3,500, which is like $7 million today, on a IBM computer. Ooh. So that I didn't
have... The only game in town, really, around then.
At the time, exactly. Yeah. And it had a cassette player so that you could like load a game like Dragon's Lair or something like that, you know, wasn't even there, what that wasn't an actual game, but
no, I feel, but like would there take was like that
so long. But and then I remember, you know, of course AOL and the chat rooms and all that kind of stuff, but it was so low res in every way and sketchy and chat room. What?
Whoa. Your house is haunted.
The lighting just changed, didn't it? Alexa, make my light maroon. I don't know. Is it? Oh, it didn't.
It did. Oh my goodness. Now I feel like we're going to have a seance. Oh my God. The devil's going to come visit
Alexa, make my light soft white. Okay, make it soft. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You can control that. I have one of those smat bulbs.
Smat?
Wicked smat bulbs. Smart bulb.
Oh.
I can't do a Bostonian accent and I'm from Boston, speaking of
Stop.
That's like, what kind of a piece of crap am I?
It's like taking candy from a baby.
You can do it, right?
I have it.
You have it a bit. I don't even notice it, nor do I.
It's not baby.
Super pronounced with you. It's subtle. It's subtle. I like it with you. Some people I don't. So for you, it's nice.
It's definitely can come out nice after voice. Hanging out with either family members or if I've had a number of beverages, alcoholic beverages. Sure. Sometimes it will come out.
Yes.
And I will even grab my mouth and can't even believe sometimes what I said. I can't even think of an example. It's just, I'll just say something when I do that classic dropping the R thing. And I sometimes am shocked at how funny.
Burp.
Thank you.
Pleasure. There did you go. It. Nailed it.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Business doing pleasure with you. I'm a whore.
Okay, yes.
Is that what was sort of the definition?
McFadden,
I know. We've never made the money sex. We're friends. He said, "Oh, you."
What a weird.
I just wanted to establish that we're platonic, that we're friends.
Oh, yeah, of course. Put that out there.
Like better than family, because my family sucks. You know, there are a few family members. Don't get me wrong. If ever any, like I don't know, if Madeline heard this, or even
You're
if
not
my mother,
burn
I
it
love
all
you.
Down.
No, I'm not going to burn it all down. You know, and
it's not like that.
No, and I forgive, and it's easy to forgive the dead. Is it though? I don't know. I miss my dad, but he's been dead for so long. Anyway,
I only forgive people when they're dead.
It's easy.
Because they're no bother to me anymore.
They're no bother, exactly. They're of no consequence.
That's right.
Yes, exactly. By the way, I saw a commercial the other day, which was for what I do not know, but of no consequence, which was
Dr. Evil.
Yes, and I thought, is this from the movie and they CGI'd it or whatever now? No, it clearly looked like it's them now. And I thought... But then again, who doesn't age, right? I thought, Seth Green. and certainly the most obvious, like, whoa, what has happened to him was the beautiful from The Breakfast Club. Not The Breakfast Club. The he was on the handsome dude.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Thank you.
He definitely had, as I'm already getting the chicken thing.
Well, he's been looking amazing for so long. It's
like all of his stuff. Exactly. It's like a caught up with him. And Mike Myers, but there was a, and I forget the name of the woman who is the dark curly hair. What is her name? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But I just, for a moment, I had to like pause it and then rewind and go, wait a second, is this, I love my cat. He hangs over the side with like one shank, with one arm. It looks like he's a one arm. Like it's like a head and a neck and an arm. Oh, Chuck.
He's so gorgeous.
Thank you for saying that. He is. He's a very... You should see him in the winter. Yeah, he's a good boy, Charlie Puss.
Episode is sponsored by not only High Noons, but Gorgeous Pets.
Gorgeous Pets. From And, you know, support
all across the land.
Apps all across the land. And support your local shelters.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly.
Support your local shelters because that's where you get the best animals, really.
You know, they're the world's greatest creatures. Look at their sheens.
Yes.
The world's greatest creatures. Look at where they've been.
I wish I could do that. I love that. I wish I could do that accent that you just did.
Oh.
It's beautiful. Is that something that you've heard? Something you just, because I've heard you say that before and I
love
it.
Oh, no, that's my own thing.
It's your own thing. I love it.
It's like thing that I like to, it's like a battle cry chant.
Little ditty.
For all the furry friends out there. Because, I mean, I know that we were talking about how awesome they are, and why wouldn't we? Because we're animal lovers.
Animals are just
and
wonderful.
I have to say, like, that's definitely one of my things. If somebody I were to date, let's say, you know, if I were to go out with somebody, that's like one of the top things I need to find out immediately is how do you feel about, you know, animals. If somebody's like, ugh, they're not for me, like, they're okay. But, you know, anyone who says anything like that, I'm like, oh, then you're not for me. Cause
exactly.
I'm going to want somebody that, like, loves their animals hard. Like, it's like an attractive quality to me, and it won't work if somebody isn't feeling it the way I do.
I'm going to even take it a darker step backwards or forwards, I don't even know anymore. But I'm like, if it's like you do not, and I'm trying to be funny, so now it's not going to be. But I'm kind of serious. Like, in some way, when I say to someone, you know, I have an animal. Oh, I'm really not a cat person. I'm not a dog. I'm not an animal person. I'm just thinking, like, where'd you hide the bodies? You know, like what the fuck is broken inside of you? Like, how can you be a full-fledged, realized human being and not like animals? Like, what is, like, there's something seriously wrong with you. I know that's a huge fucking judgment.
I mean, or
assumption, you know?
Yeah, like I said, I definitely, it's not someone I'm gonna wanna date or whatever. I mean, I can appreciate someone's honesty if they're saying, like, whatever they're saying. But I will say, it's kind of, I mean, you know, and I definitely know people that'll be like, oh yeah, I could never have a pet because they're messy and stuff like that. And although I might like that person and they might be a friend or whatever, it's hard to unring that bell. So that is going to be, it's just going to be a strike against that person in my mind. I mean, I'm not going to like disown them or anything, but I still will be like,
What about when they're, I'm a dog person. I'm not a cat person. Is it just they haven't been exposed? Because I have to say that I used to be so 100% dogs. And I still loved, you know, llamas and barracudas.
I think that's okay.
Maybe not, you know, and stuff.
People have preferences, and that's okay.
They don't know. But I mean, you know, my friend Deb, and I hope she hears this, may bonsai rest in peace, the little muffin. Deb had a hedgehog. Still has a hedgehog. May he rest in peace. Yeah. Obviously, he passed. And he's everything and to Deb and someone else. But she was the first to admit that, you know, she couldn't take him out that much. He would kind of climb in her hair. He would hiss a lot. He wanted to be alone most of the time. You know, he's not the most cuddly, what have you. You know,
you can't
really pick him up and kiss him and, you know, kind of thing. But the love was still the same. What he did and does for her is you know, is the same, right?
That wouldn't be my preference of a pet, but being an animal lover is being an animal lover.
Yeah.
You can have your preferences and that's all good. Yeah.
And it's okay to eat animals? Is that hypocrisy?
Again,
wearing my leather shoes, you know?
Personal choice.
Yeah, personal choice.
I don't eat most animals, but I do eat fish.
But what about the feelings, the cute aggression, both for animals, where you're just like, I just want to rip my dog's face off. He's so cute. I just want to chew on my baby dogs. You don't really want to eat them. But what about that impulse to kind of, you're not going to really gnaw on them, but you know, you want to just consume
them.
You want them not in a weird way, but you want them inside of you. They're part of you. You want, you know what I mean? You would eat a little nibble if they could spare it of their flesh them to be closer to you or something.
All right. I don't know about that, but I definitely would like, I want to love her to death.
You want to love her to death. Do you ever, have you ever felt that way about have you ever felt that way about an hombre? Have you ever felt like he's so cute? I just want to like fucking.
It's
just
a different, different kind of love.
It's a different
kind of love. Yeah.
Because people are just, it's just not that easy with people, right? Those moments are so fleeting and few and far between. Even when you've been in love and it's like, sure, you can,
quite
you can
like
look back.
Innocent, and, you know? Like they're innocent, you know? And,
yes.
And they need you. It's just a different thing.
You know that, and I'm only going to talk about, I'm only speaking of myself, and I've done this for therapeutic purposes, that I did ketamine for mental health purposes, Spravato, which is approved by the FDA.
Okay.
I do highly recommend for people. I do not connote. I do not suggest connote.
Sounds like a connote. Like, is that like a Canadian thing?
Yeah, it's a Canuck. I do not connote. I do not connote. I don't know what I'm saying, man. I'm just tired.
We're talking gibberish. We're both just shooting from the hip.
Yeah, I'm shooting from places that I shouldn't shoot, and I need to see a proctologist. And
love that for you.
That's different than
I love that for
you. I was thinking the proctologist is the front. If you don't, the front is not. That would be a urologist for a man, right? For a woman, it would be a gynecologist, the front, and then the back would still be a urologist.
A proctologist
is
for butt doctor.
It's a non-gender specific butt doctor.
It's just all butts are welcome.
Gotcha. But a urologist.
It's so funny.
No, it's for a woman or for
now
a man too.
You're reminding me that
not making any sense.
I just had a memory pop up on one of my social media things, and it was
please.
I love big mutts, and I cannot lie. And you just made me think of that with the proctology.
Yes, with the proctology.
Yeah.
I want to just say to people, I am of the age, I have had a colonoscopy, and I wouldn't say that I recommend it. I was lucky to have a safe experience, but they do not recommend that. It's like, what, 45 or something? You should have one.
Yeah. Now.
And I know a lot
start
of people
start at 40 instead of 50 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to tell you, this is very neurotic of me, for lack of a better word. I was told that I had a benign polyp when I went, and that I could wait 10 years before I got another one. That was about 5.5 years ago. And I have already told my doctor and embellished to say to her, I said, I need another proctology exam. I want someone. I just want anybody's finger in my butt. You know? No, I said, I need another.
You need a wig doctor.
She's like, you just go from proctologist to urologist. I'm like, well, someone's gonna fucking touch me. You know. So yes, I need a wig doctor. Exactly. I'm losing.
With the glove.
Exactly. I've been trying to find a good pubic wig as well, because I've been losing my pubic hair as I've gotten older. So I'm trying.
Maybe you're the one that I was shopping with.
Do they make little pube wigs? Like little. Like a little, just like a little, like 1 inch by 1 inch strip.
One,
exactly.
Yeah.
A little penile dread. So penile dread, just, I guess, is how I feel. I'm never going to have sex again. Penile dread. Okay. So anyway, my point is.
Glad we could get your name out there to all the single ladies with
exactly.
all this talk.
That's my like rapper name, penile dread. You know, exactly. You know, I call this the softy. I call this soft. Soft serve. Okay. I don't know. Soft serve. That's gross. I feel so flaccid right now, like literally and figuratively, mentally I feel flaccid. And also like I feel nothing from the waist down. Like there's not enough Viagra to get blood flowing to my ding dong at this moment.
God.
If you want to say penis and not make it sexual, say wiener. Say it that way. Didn't my wiener touch my wiener? Like, would you ever be with a guy if he's like, touch my wiener?
Hi, would it be okay if I touched your wiener?
I would love you to touch my wiener, Kelly.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, wow. Let me just work through this dreadlock wig that you've got out there.
I love it. Jar Rastafari. Okay. So, madong, as I was saying, madong. What I was saying though is about oh Charlie, you just dropped a big what the hell did he do? Okay, he's fine. He's very virile. My cat's got a I've never
he likes
I don't want to see it.
When you talk about
when I talk
anatomy,
about dongs and big dunks. So what I was saying is I've been a proctologist. They give you propofol. Michael Jackson, may he rest in peace. I don't know what he did to those kids, but either way, he was still
God.
A genius. But they give you propofol. And let me just say one thing that really pissed me off, because this just
please
tells you where I'm at.
Share.
I thought when I had not a proctology. I keep wanting to say proctology. I'm very like rectally focused right now. I'm very like perineal perineum. When I had a colonoscopy, they told me, or I was under the illusion, that when I was put under the influence, that I would be in a twilight zone and that I would be aware of what's happening. And I thought, this is going to be great. I actually convinced myself that I'm going to have like a drug experience where I'm going to somehow enjoy being, you know, having people put a camera up my ass into my body and enjoy. But no.
What a modern
am I
world
wheezing?
You
I'm like, and I'm, but I did not remember it. I went in and I was chill. And then, thank you. And then moments later, I was like, have you done the exam? And it was over. Hi, Charlie. Are you okay, little boo-boo? Sorry, I'm talking away from the camera. Anyway. I think
so. You're pretty much knocked out.
You're pretty much knocked out.
Even though they said you were going to be semi aware.
They said you were knocked out. But
that's like when I had my wisdom teeth taken out years ago. They said that you will be like
sort of a
semi, you know, aware or whatever. But
yes,
I definitely.
I was not.
I was no.
No. So this. Oh. So yeah, I was not. And this is how I know that this is one of the many ways that I gauge my own mental illness is that I am actively looking and excited about getting another colonoscopy after 5 years, even though I was told that I don't need one for 10. Okay. And so not because I want stuff in my butt, because, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, of course. And, but I don't, but believe me, if I could enjoy that, or if I met a nice woman who was into that with me, I'm open to it. Just shower first. And make sure you haven't had too many beans. That brings me back because that would.
What if she wants to put a bean in your butt?
Yeah, I'm open to that. Okay, I'm definitely into that.
Yo, you're open, all right.
I'm very open.
I think she already stuffed some in there.
My butt could take an entire can of beans in the can.
I think they're there right now.
There's a can of beans up my butt right now.
Instead of a butt plug, it's like a new product.
That's why I'm sitting up so straight.
Yeah.
It's because I'm sitting on like a bean platform.
Your keister's got some can of beans.
You know those beans that I randomly brought to your birthday party? They're B-E-A-N-Z, the British beans.
Yeah,
that special
I like
sauce.
That.
Did you
I
try
like
that?
Not yet. They're just on display.
Yeah, they were just because I happened to buy like a few cans of them, and I was like, you don't see a lot of British products at every store, and I
beans
exactly.
Oh my god.
What I wanted to just say is that I wanted another colonoscopy, because I'm scared, and because I thought if something's growing, I don't want to wait another 5 years.
You have some kind of fear that I was gonna say something about
you know, because I'm neurotic, and I was gonna make it something about because I'm Jewish and everything. And sure, there's some truth to that, but plenty of other groups of people or people who from any, you know, ethnic or, you know, religious, whatever, plenty of people are neurotic. Sorry, I'm turning away because my cat's like eating Kelly's bag or something.
It's all right. He's nuzzling.
But I guess I'm just, you know, because I've had cancer before, and even though cancers are unrelated, like if you've had testicular cancer, that doesn't mean you're more susceptible to brain cancer, let's say, for example. But I guess I'm just scared, and I'm a big baby, but I'm really not a total hypochondriac, mostly a hypochondriac, but someone who's looking to get tests, because I thought about it actually earlier today, and I thought, right, but every time I go into the hospital, if I go for an exam, I'm opening myself up to infection and other things. So I shouldn't go out of my way to get a test unless it's absolutely necessary, is what I'm trying to say. What do you think about any of that, anything at all? Or should we just end it right here? Is that the death of all conversations?
I'm still a little... So you just want to get checked. You should be able to be looked at if you feel like you will have peace of mind and it's important to you. I think that's fair and within your rights. And
I agree.
So I don't think that's a bad thing.
What the hell is that sound? Is my cat somewhere that I should... Do you see where he is?
He's on your back right now.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
Just kidding.
What? He's on the stove.
Oh, that's not good. He shouldn't get comfortable.
Get off the stove.
Does he ever do that?
Once in a while, because when he doesn't have enough attention, get off the oven.
Oh my god, he's jealous.
He's on the oven right now.
Can we get another mic so in headphones so he can
be a member?
That'd
be so cute, but only if we can get that cummerbund and that little.
We get a dress and then a tux.
The little tux thing, because he's so cute.
Yeah. I want him to be a banquet server.
I have to say that when I got him, he wasn't as cute, and he's really turning into be a very cute cat. He's got a very sweet face.
He's a distinguished gentleman.
He's very distinguished, and I do look at him, and of course, I'm blinded by my love, so he could look like a dirty piece of ass, but I'd still be like,
adorable.
He's so beautiful and cute, and I just think like, I just look at him and I just fucking adore him. He's just wonderful. I'm just very grateful.
And what if he's like turning on the stove right now and he's going to burn us all down?
I think he's making some beans. He's making something. Imagine. For you. He's like, I want an offering for Kelly.
And then what if he like served it in like a serving jacket with like a bow tie and a cummerbund. And he's all like proper gentleman like.
Kelly and I are professional servers, just so you guys know. We actually have been paid
we have
to
side
serve
hustles.
And to bartended, to bartending, to bartended. We've done that. Bartender, great song.
We tend bar, but only to cats tend bar. And dogs.
Exactly. And only a certain percentage of more rudimentary drinks. You know, we don't, <That's> right. We don't like to get too complicated with our libations, if you will. You know,
I open a mean bottle of wine.
I don't. I can jack a bottle open. That doesn't sound right. I used to think libations. I used to always say replace that word with livations. That's why I always would say that for so long. I'd say to people, I'm like, delicious libations. And people are like, what are you looking at? What are you talking about? I'm like, I have no idea. I have a hard time with words, I think. Just
I flub
speech.
Things up sometimes.
I flub things.
And I am an English major, and I love words in the English language. But
me
I
too,
still
man.
Sometimes, I don't know, could be just anxiety. I feel like sometimes things just get flubbed up. And
yeah.
I know better. That's why sometimes I like writing, and because then you can at least like, you know, you have more control, but when you're just kind of blurting things out, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh, what did I just say? Ooh.
Exactly. Ugh. Oh, what did I, if I may, before we. Oh.
You may. Proceed, sir.
Check him out. So.
Oh, I see him. So, he's in his cat condo
burped
for those.
Big time.
Thank you. That was a monster burp.
Thank you.
Ooh,
so check it.
Just so the listeners know, though.
Yeah.
We have a cat condo behind me, and Charlie is, he's chilling in it.
He hangs, I just gotta tell you, this cat hangs often off his thing like he has no care. He will go upside down and have legs, his arms somehow, he like breaks his own fucking arms and they're like hang backwards. Like he does all these acrobatic things and it's so adorable. And and what it tells me is more important, most importantly, is that he is living his best life, that he is comfortable. When a cat is on their back and they're exposing their belly, which everybody who knows cats, it's like Cat 101, that's a cat who is comfortable and happy in his environment.
Living his best
life. It brings me so much joy that I am providing him with a comfortable, safe space where he feels that he can be his truly, fully realized self. And I just, I love it.
If Charlie was going to sing karaoke, what would be his go-to song? Like,
Islands,
what would be his song?
Islands in the Stream.
With really?
Me, a duet. First thing popped in my mind. He would be Dolly.
Oh.
Because he has that high pitch kind of thing, you know?
Where does our friend Ezra figure into this?
I know. I did think of that because we've had that friend because we've done that karaoke.
Maybe.
It's the first time I've ever done karaoke because I'm so scared. I almost asked you to bring your karaoke machine over with you because I wanted to do
time.
That with you so much.
Or you come over to my house and we use it in my living room.
That thing is so good.
Isn't that awesome?
Ezra was so generous and kind
about
that
for
you.
That was amazing.
I know. That thing is amazing.
One of the best things.
It's small. But mighty. And I looked, it's like $300, I think.
Oh my God. No, I love it so much.
It's expensive too.
And I've used it.
I have to tell you how much it costs.
I've used it many times.
It's fantastic. When at your birthday party.
There it is, fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Does it have a screen?
As a tribute to Pee Wee Herman, we don't have to scream real loud, but maybe just give a little scream every time.
Pee Wee Herman.
That's like one of, you know how you'd have like the word of the day?
Yes.
Well, we can just have words of the pod.
Of the pod.
And fantastic is definitely. Beans
definitely.
Should be up there too.
Fantastic beans.
Yeah. Burp,
absolutely.
Maybe. Yeah.
I love all that. And by the way, if you saw the documentary of him
I did.
That he was doing while he was sort of
was
dying
so
and everything, it was so good. What a lovely man.
I didn't know. The first episode.
Yeah.
I didn't know all those things about his prior life, like his early life, because he was such a private person.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
As a kid of the 80s, it was,
yeah.
You know, you just saw what you saw, what you were presented with, and there was no way to even do research about people really, like, you know, the
right,
way we
there
do
was
now.
One. Microfiche kids.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a form of, bet you don't know. What is that? Is it KGB? No, that's what we use at the library. I used to call it library like everybody else. But the things that we collectively often decide, and you know, it's hard to say, but as being like genius, like, oh, Andy Warhol was such an amazing artist or whatever. You know, don't get me wrong. I liked Andy Warhol. And I understand there's a time and place and there's unique styles of
right,
art.
Right, but
that didn't
exist
before.
He wasn't the best,
but just like there are so many musicians who are, they don't have very good voices. And especially now you can't even, you don't fucking know. But it's more... you know, I don't know. You know what? I just want to say, this is, I don't know why this made me think of this. I have a big problem, by the way, when I look at reviews on Amazon for shit, because I've been getting a lot of shit, you know, not to say that everything made from China is shit, but when you read reviews, then I start reading the reviews and it's like 11,1200 reviews, 4.5 stars. I'm like, oh, the thing's fucking amazing. The thing's fucking a rock star, whatever the thing is, right? And then you look and people are reviewing, the product is great, but I gave it 3 stars because it came 2 days late.
Aww.
I gave it 1 star because the box was green and I prefer blue boxes. Yeah. And I'm like, don't review the box or whatever. There should be a separate, like a category for just reviewing the product, not reviewing all of the, you know, the restaurant, the food was amazing, but the waitress was a meanie, was a jerk. I wanted to say bitch, but I said meanie. So, because that's just, but now I said bitch, so it sounds better. Anyway, she was a mean bitch, the waitress, right? I appreciate that, but not everybody, she was having a bad night. Maybe you did something. What does the have to do with the fucking food that you waited 20 minutes to get seated? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you can't trust reviews. I'm really, and you can't
take
read the reviews. So,
with a grain of salt.
Because everything is a review.
Grain of salt.
Grain of salt.
Yeah,
fucking truckload of salt. My blood pressure. Now I'm going to have my blood pressure checked because of all that salt. Should we?
I think.
Do you want to wrap it up?
I feel like it's time.
I feel like it's time to wrap it up. My cat is upside down. Check him out. If you want to turn it, look at him. Oh, he was.
Where is he?
He's behind his little cat tower right there.
I see him now.
He was just exposing his furry feline genitalia.
What a doll.
Thank
what
you.
A little doll. I want.
See him? Look, check him out.
Bless his heart.
You see he's upside down? He's looking at you. Look at him.
Oh, I see him.
When he does that, that means... So my cat is upside down. He was just staring at
and
her, fully
my
exposing.
Sniffliness.
He was, it's
always,
okay.
I'm sniffly.
Well, listen. We will come back at you. We're happy that you're here. I'm going to find a way to get all of your opinions, good and bad. There's no bad opinion unless I don't like it, in which case I don't want to hear it. Kelly, any last parting words? I'm just grateful for Kelly. I'm grateful for you guys.
I'm excited to listen back because I feel like there is going to be a lot of sounds that came from me, like sniffling and clearing my throat and stuff like that. I know it's not professional, but you know,
we're not professional.
I also get a kick out of sounds like that captured. So I kind of almost hope that you hear me take a sip of my beverage because those sounds
you will
are going to be so entertaining. So I'm just looking forward. So just a side thought is I'm going to look forward to just listening to the playback of that.
Well, I'm very, very
and
happy
that's my
that you are.
Little takeaway.
Well, thank you for that. And I appreciate that. And I'm going to look forward to it too. I think people will hear the subtle nuances that are the splendor that is the Kelly and all that she is and has been. And we want to thank you for being here with us. And we will... We'll be back at you pretty soon. So have a lovely everything. And please follow us because we need your support. We want your support. You need to validate us because we've got nothing else going on. Kelly's got a whole life, but I've just
praise
got a
the beans.
Fractured, broken
let's
existence.
Praise each other,
yeah.
The beans, and of course, the pets.
The pets.
And the animals.
Here's
the
pets.
World.
They are the best. And everybody have a great day. And thanks for enjoying episode 3 of... What's the name of this podcast? Secret Soapbox Society. And remember, tell everyone.
It's the Secret Soapbox Society. We talked about everything but nothing at all. Do you feel better? I feel better. Did you have a release? I had a release. I feel good.